Memorial Day is hard for me many times because I know what the men and women who died, what they died for, that we would be one nation under God, not above God. And when I see college students walk out on Mike Pence, Notre Dame speech, the same college students that would storm the beaches at Normandy, and then to see these arrogant college students walk out, that like they have the audacity to sit here and make a statement like that, breaks my heart. 70 years ago, one of the chaplains for our U.S. Senate, Peter Marshall, said, "The choice before us is plain." And make no mistake about it, it still applies today, 70 years later. The choice before us is plain: Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I'm rather tired of hearing about our rights. The time has come to hear about our responsibilities. Amen. Amen. These kids that know nothing, these college students know nothing about hard work and self-discipline. They get upset when the wrong person's elected and they have to have special rooms where they can go and cry. God help us. Buy them a box of fidget spinners and let's move on. And please, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying it because somebody needs to say something. One reason people do what they do is because the pulpits are silent. Oh, we don't want to offend. We don't want to upset up. Really? That's, we are here to sometimes offend in love and to speak the truth. And to see a nation that was one nation under God now become one nation above God and calling evil good and good evil, and we just wink and we turn around like it's no big deal. Trust me, when you read Scripture, it's a big deal. It's a big deal when a nation begins to glorify what God calls an abomination. It's a big deal when a nation begins to turn from the only source of true life. It's a big deal when they turn from the very God that founded the nation. The whole school system was founded on God's word. Now it's removed.